God bless you.
When you nyamwashe osuruni
Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of Jesus. I pray that your word will come with clarity. Just release my tongue and use my lips to speak to your people. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning, I want to just share a word I've entitled The Word. I just want to talk about the Word of God. I just want to talk about the Word of God. Encourage us in this year of increase that we should get ourselves, spirit, soul, body, in tune with the Word of God. There's the importance that we study the Word of God. There's the importance that we embrace the Word of God. So I just came with a word of encouragement. I said, I put my preaching is 25 minutes. 25 minutes, Dickens, 25 minutes. So I'm supposed to end around 9:25. Yeah, okay. So shortly, so let's just take it as a word of encouragement. Everybody say, the word must be fed. Or better still, the word of God is fed. There are scriptures that talks to the men of God, leaders, to feed the flock. Said, feed my people. Yes, the people must be fed. Acts 20:28, it says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which has been purchased with his blood. To do what? Feed. And what do we use to feed? The word. So every church member must be fed with the word of God. I must be fed, and I must also stand to feed. The leaders must stand to feed the flock. So the word of God is food to us. The word of God is what? That is our spiritual food. That is the food that we need to feed ourselves. We have physical food, and we have spiritual food. Physical food is made up of all the things we have. Kinky, the one you love. Rice, whatever. And what does it do? It feeds the body. Food must cause the body to do what? Grow. Food causes the body to do what? What are the components in food? We have carbohydrates. This morning we need a food scientist here. Carbohydrates. We have proteins. We have fats. Wow. And we have what? Vitamins. What do the vitamins do? Okay, that will be for our special Wednesday. Actually, when I was looking at it, I said, one of the special Wednesdays, we need to get a nutritionist or somebody to come and show us good dieting. What we should eat, what we should avoid. But we need vitamins. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D. Where do we get vitamin A from? Please, I am preaching. Just take it down, preaching. I'm not shouting, but just take the word, okay? Yeah. Vitamin A, carrots, mango. Vitamin D, sun. Okay, what about the food? Wheat. Vitamin B. Where do we get vitamin B? But what we are saying here is that the vitamins build our immunity. It builds up our immune system. The fats will cause us to have oil. The protein, body build up. The carbohydrates will turn out into sugars. Starch, sugars. Tell a little science. But that is physical food, which is necessary for every human being. If you don't eat, what happens to you? You starve. And if you don't eat well too, you become malnourished. They will tell us, the food scientists will tell us that we need a balanced diet. We need to take the leaves. We need to take the grains. What do the grains do? It gives us and helps us to build what? Helps digestion. Helps in the digestive system. And everyone must take a lot of water. That is what they will tell us. Drink a lot of water. Maybe at the time when you have to drink the water is what usually one nutritionist will say this, and the other time they will say that. Don't drink immediately, you take food. Maybe drink 30 minutes or 1 hour. Or drink before you eat. And have you ever heard that don't drink only when you feel thirsty? Don't drink when you feel thirsty. You must drink water. It must be a conscious effort to drink water. The mass of our body is made up of water. Are you aware of that? Look, okay, let me think if I know a little science. Do you know, this is flesh. Our body is designed like the earth. Water. Majority of our body is water. One time I looked at my body and I discovered this thing. This is something that nice thing that I've kept for myself because I know it can bring in. Anything you look on the whole earth. I said, I have only 25 minutes and I'm not even touching the world. The whole earth mainly is divided into three. That's a little biology I learned. So you go and take a leaf. If you take a leaf under microscope, it has three layers. Go and take a bark, it has three layers. The three layers. When you take the earth, three main layers. Go and look at the skin. The little biology. Three layers. One time I was looking, sun was on my hair. I said, this looks like the earth with grass appearing on top of, or trees appearing on top of it. The earth with trees. Go to the fish. You pick the fish, three layers. Where are we going? This is just knowledge. So we are just designed like that, and we need a lot of water. And coming back to what we are talking about, that is the physical food. And the Bible encourages us to have spiritual food. And our spiritual food is the Word of God, which this year we must increase in studying, in involving ourselves. The Word is fed. The Word is fed in milk form. The Word is fed in meat form. But in any way, it is fed. So when you look at an unbeliever, no, at a young believer, not an unbeliever, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for either to you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. A baby is a human being. A baby must be fed. A baby needs food, but a baby must be given milk. And the Bible describes that if you are an elderly Christian and you are still being fed milk, being told the little things that you should do, the things you should do when you are a baby, then you are still a baby. If you are being given milk, you are still a baby. Because it's only babies who are giving milk. So if somebody says you have to beg the person to come to church, for instance, the person is still a baby and receiving milk. If the person does not understand why the person must come and fellowship and stay in the word and hear the word, the person is still a baby. But I fed you. The important thing still here is that there's a feeding process. But in this feeding process, it is milk being delivered. So I'm hoping that in this year of increase, we'll lift ourselves from the milk stage. From the stage where we are quarreling one with another. We are moving in unforgiveness. We are moving in anger. We are doing the things we shouldn't do. The things that are taught baby Christians. The things that are told baby Christians. And we move to the stage where we are also being fed. But in this case, with meat. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. But strong meat, verse 14, belongs to them that are of full age, even those who are by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So what have I said this morning? I'm saying that we need to be fed. And what we use, the food for our spiritual growth, is the word of God. And whilst we've been eating, some of us have eaten for 5 years, but we are still taking in milk. What we've been eating is milk. But we need to change from the milk stage to the bone stage. We need to develop new characters. We need to develop new approaches. We need to think, develop new ways of conducting ourselves as Christians. So we must make it as part of a lifestyle to take in the word. To take in the word. If you didn't read the Bible yesterday, you didn't feed yourself. If you didn't read it Friday, you didn't feed yourself. So though you are not seeing, if it's physical food, your stomach will tell you. But because it's spiritual food, we take it for granted. The whole, maybe Monday to today, we're not taking in any food. Can you imagine? If it was physical life, we say, oh, how many calories have we lost? Surprisingly, that is the word of God. Do you see the vitamin A? When you are taking the mango, did you see vitamin A? They told us. They told us is the vitamin A is there. They told us vitamin A is in carrot. So you deliberately go to the market to buy carrot. So we deliberately add the vegetables. So we are with the greens. We are always told, have a balanced diet. Go for the greens. Go for the greens. Eat contemporary. Eat what? And we are deliberate about it. Some of us are so health conscious. So only recently I got to know that a cousin of mine even washes mango with soap. So hygiene conscious that you wash your mango and the orange with soap. Because they are germs. Have you thought about the germs you have attracted because you didn't read the word of God? Because when we take in the word, we have taken all the vitamins. We have taken in the carbohydrates. We have taken in the protein. We have taken in the fat. Because if the physical one does the same, the spiritual one must certainly even do more. When you take in the word of God, you are just there. The same circumstance came to a co-worker. How did you survive yours? Oh, did it just happen? No, it doesn't just happen. It cannot just happen. It was the immune system, spiritual immune system at work. When your eyesight might have gone down, the spiritual vitamin A was there working. Because maybe it hit, and the vitamin A there was that, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you rose up in the morning and said, I'm going at it again. That was the vitamin. Let me read this scripture and then we'll continue some other time. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. The word, that's what works in us. The carrot works in us. The mango works. Do you know that some of us have denied ourselves of eating some kinds of foods? You have stopped. You can buy milk, but you have decided that no milk. The same way you think that the food will work in you negatively, so you have avoided it. It means it works in our body. Something takes place in the body. Something is at work in the body. And that is what the Bible, the Word of God is also telling us. The Word of God works, and it works effectively in our bodies and in our spirit man. Producing all the ingredients, working effectively to those who believe. The interesting thing, which we are going to end on today, whatever you've received, if you've not received anything now, by now, then maybe it will be the during the context that you receive something. Inspiration comes very differently. But the word, because when you received, everybody, if I had a pen, you say, or you can highlight, received. The word of God must be received. Look at our children. When you have a stubborn tongue, the child said, I won't eat, you struggle. Because the food must be received. Physical food must be received. Spiritual food must be received. And he was thanking them that you didn't receive it as a word from man. But indeed, it is of a truth, it is a word from God. And you must receive it. I wish I could just go into that aspect of receiving. I'll touch in 3 minutes and then we'll continue some other time. I think Matthew chapter 13. The word of God must be received. And that reception is in very different forms. Na, na, na. What verse are we going to? Verse 19 somewhere there. Matthew chapter 13. Listen to him. Listen. The word of God must be received. For it to work effectively. But that reception process has different dimensions. So let's quickly scan and let me end the message. Because I said 25 minutes. When anyone hears the word of God and does not understand it. Jesus had spoken, let me tell you the story. Jesus had spoken about a parable, earlier verses. And describing the conditions under which the word is received. From verse 19, he's going to explain. He says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away from, what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the word by the wayside. The person received the word all right, but it was by the wayside. Why is it by the wayside? Because it was not understood. Pastor didn't preach it well, or you didn't pay attention, or there was distraction, distortion. When the word was coming, maybe you were on WhatsApp. Do you get it? But when you don't understand the word, you qualify for the one who received the word by the wayside. And the enemy quickly snatches away the word. Next verse. But he who received, don't forget the word, received. A baby must receive food. An elderly person must receive food. The baby is giving milk the water bottle, or what do you put? Feeding bottle. The baby is crying, nya, nya, nya. Will not receive it. Does not receive it. Baby does not taste nice. You taste it, say, ah, this is correct. But the baby is rejecting the food. When your child does not want to eat, you are troubled. The food must be received. Because he says, if you don't receive the food, you get a kwashiorkor stomach. Berry. So you are concerned about giving the baby food. And you are also concerned about having good food. I've remembered something. I don't know if I should use it as an example. But you know, some people can see food and the minute they see the food, they are smiling. You smile. You get to the buffet table. My God. And your favorite is there. The potato is there. They say continental, local. What? What? Give the names. Mouth watering. Everything that should create a balanced diet. Ah, papa, sir. Also, for a guy was sitting in a restaurant in Germany. Not a restaurant, it wasn't a group. He had food. The guy took the food. There was a German looking at him. He was a bit confused. No. Why is anything? They know that the food is there. They go and take small. And then you go again. But as for Ghana, you want to. So the guy said, I understand why Africa is poor. I mean, he saw how the guy had taken the food. One time. Mount Kilimanjaro can do all things through Christ. So the German was confused. Let's come back to the message. What I'm just saying is that as for the physical food, we look at it and suddenly we're excited. We're eating it, the fufu. I'm telling you. My wife was telling me this morning, I don't know how I'm coming to preach and this morning such conversation can come, but let me tell you. My God. I'm the spirit. Oh, mercy. This week, he said you were buying wache for this thing. The children. And a small boy came. And when the mother was buying wache, the guy was crying. Medi fufu, early morning. Medi fufu. But anyway, how did that conversation come? Because I was trying to prepare. We have to break it down, how Medi fufu came into our conversation this morning. But we want the physical food, but the spiritual food. So the Bible is describing we must receive the food. We shouldn't reject it. But that spiritual food must not be rejected. We must take it in. This year of increase. Increase the word. Take it. The Bible tells us to study it. The Bible tells us to meditate on it. The Bible tells us that don't let it depart from your eyes. Day and night. Don't let the word depart from your eyes. Receive it. That will make your way prosperous and you have good success. Keep it. Meditate on it. I was going to bring this one of a sheep. Do you know how they sit when they are sitting in there? The food that has taken, they've taken it, they bring it back. They have a term for it. Meditation. Taking time. Sheep. Not goat. Sheep. Because it's shepherd and sheep. So if you have a good attitude, you will reject. Hallelujah. My time mistress is saying that, Osofo, your time is up for today. Man, I make her 25 minutes or so. My regret. Okay, so let me sum it up. Because we have a lot of things to do. But let's go. No. You come back to the message. We'll preach it some other time. But you've gotten something. I'm just telling you that the spiritual food, the vitamins you need, the carbohydrate, the spiritual carbohydrate. And he says, add a lot of water. The Holy Spirit must be in it, generating, creating the understanding, relationship with the Holy Spirit that teach me, open my eyes. That is the water. Watering the word. Stirring it up. You must be in the word day and night. Where is your Bible? Do you see it only on Sundays? Do you have one? Do you even have one? Do I have one? Do you test and hang after the things of God? Do you have different versions? Are you disturbed if you don't read the word of God? Are you disturbed? Am I disturbed? Even when you forget. Are you disturbed? Does something happen to you? Do you feel that, I must take an immune booster anything that, we take vitamin or what? Something. Supplement. The physical one, we are even thinking about supplement. Do you have biblical supplements? What is your biblical supplement? That you read the Bible one, but on so. It's amazing that we can't read one verse even a day. It's amazing that we can't read one word, one verse. It is amazing. But God help us. God help us. The word must be received, so we'll go through it. Go home and read it. We'll minister on this thing another time. You understand the different scenarios. Hallelujah. For whatever you have received this morning, I think it still can go into the spiritual digestive process and give you some vitamins. Give the Lord a big clap of hand of praise.
When you nyamwa tren, also.